Blog Talk Radio.
Audio on the
Okay, all righty. Great. Well, we want to thank each and every one of you all for being here today with us. We are so excited. We're also StreamYarding. You'll find me on Facebook as well.
Okay.
And,
all right, how will you do that?
Pardon me? Rosemary, if you're here, would you press the 1 so you can get in? We want to thank all of you who are here today with us. It's going to be...
Okay, that works. No, that doesn't work either. Okay, can we hear you now? No, we still don't hear you.
It's always amazing how life will challenge us. Okay.
You have your phone on speaker.
Oh, let's see. Let's see how we got this going here.
Yeah, hold on. I'll be right there.
Okay.
I'll be right there.
All righty.
You're leaving?
Okay.
Can we bring it up now? Give me a minute.
We're bringing it up. We're bringing it up. Okay. Minister Rosemary, are you here?
Hi. Hi, Reverend Rosemary here.
Great. So happy to have you here. I'm on the phone, and I'm in the studio. So do I drop the studio? What do I do?
Well, let's see, because we need to be able to hear you on screen without it, because I'm trying to see, but if I turn off my phone, we're not hearing you.
Just bear with us. We don't want to lose you. We are excited about today and with learning how to do this StreamYard in our phone. Thought we had it together, but I guess... it's just not working right today, this morning. Okay. Let's see. Rosemary, can you hear me?
Rosemary, can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Rosemary? Okay.
I hear you, but you don't hear me.
No, I don't.
Can you hear me?
That must be where we were taken off. Maybe I just won't.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, are you on the link to StreamYard, or are you on the phone?
I'm on the phone. I was trying to get on the link to StreamYard, but I don't know what happened. So how do I get there?
You know what, let's just roll with what we have here. Let's just roll with what we have here and go forward, because we had a number of people and they've moved away, so we want to be able to get them back.
Can you hear me, Mama Joy?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you, but I can't hear you on the in the studio.
Oh. Can the audience hear me?
No. They can't hear you.
Okay, so how can we go where they can hear me?
Well, we're going to do that.
The audience can hear you, and just keep going. The audience can hear you.
They can hear. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Good evening. I'm Reverend Rosemary Bookstein. Welcome to our program this afternoon. And we're going to have a lot of good things to talk about. And you know what? We're mainly going to talk about what you want to talk about, because we want to keep our audience interested and on fire with what we're talking about, okay? So I'm going to turn this over to Mama Joy to get our little introduction going, and then we're going to start talking about whatever it is we want to talk about, okay? It's going to be really interesting.
Well, you hit it on the spot. We're going to talk about we're going to talk about many things, but our focus is going to be really in the discovering of this amazing being that's within ourselves. And this being is of an emotional partner that's been with us since birth and knows all about us. And I'm looking forward to this talk today because it's something that I came into awareness maybe 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, about this being that's inside of me that knows about me and been with me and sometimes take control of me. Oh, I guess you say that's God, huh? Nah, well, we are multidimensional. And it's something that I learned from the Love Journey years ago with Reverend Janine Ingram. It's called the inner child. And because I was having some issues, Rosemary, with, you know, releasing myself from my mom, even as old as I am, I began to realize that there were things that occurred in my youth that I hadn't broke free of. And while we were doing this, she came into, during the session, I was getting treated. And what came to my mind was the first thing was pain. And I remember her beating me quite severely, and never explaining why she beat me. She sent me on an errand to deliver something to my neighbor. Well, a neighbor, a friend of hers, was several blocks away, but we all lived in the same project. And on my way back home in New Orleans, you know, we have these sudden rain bursts, and just as quick as it comes down on you, it can stop. And so while riding my bike, rain came just all of a sudden. Sometimes I could outrun it. Sometimes I can outride it, but I couldn't do that today because it was coming in the direction that I was going. And so when I got home, there she was, very, very angry with me. And at me. And in the process of this, I'm asking questions. Why are you beating me? I had nothing to do with the rain. But nevertheless, the question came, Reverend Jesus started asking me, well, how did you feel about that? And I said, I felt sorry. I felt sorry for my mom. She said, weren't you angry? I said, no, I wasn't angry. And can you imagine, I'm talking to Reverend Janine, and we are having this discussion about me being beaten. And I was beaten so that when I took a bath later, that there was welts and it was, my skin was open in places. And I didn't understand that. And she said, well, you know, you have a right to be angry. And I said, no, that's not the right thing to do. And so she told me, that little child in you is still there. And you need to work with her because that anger has to come out. And so I found working with her after a few weeks that I was able to break through and take charge of my feelings in a way of knowing that I had a right to anger. It's not a bad thing. And that I could give that up. I began to realize that there was a lot about me that I didn't know, but something in me that knew a lot more than my consciousness did. So this afternoon, so used to being in the morning, we wanted to just chat a little bit and spread on a little light, turn a little light about this being that's inside of us, and we're going to call it our inner child. And it's just not pain, but let me tell you what I discovered this morning. In preparing for this, throughout the days, I learned that the inner child also can bring you some awesome memories, wonderful memories, which, unless you call upon it, you won't share. All I could remember was a lot of the pain, but very little about the good times. And so we're going to find those good times in that inner child and let her take us back so that we can begin that journey of knowing that we had a pretty good life and we have something to be grateful for. What do you think about that, Minister? Bookstein, are you there? Are you there? Okay. Well, is 6428? Well, we're going to just continue right on, and let me see where we got disconnected. It's so important to just keep it moving. If any of you have any questions or anything that you would like to lend as we work through this, this is Mama Joy on Station Female Solutions. And looks like I'm going to leave your stream. Okay, we're having some difficulty. I seem like not able to really overcome this right now. I am a bit concerned. This is a new tool that we're working with, and it's a little awkward, but we are going to fix it. We've got the universe working with us, and we're not panicking. We're just going to see it through. So, in the meantime, I can get Minister Brookstein on to give her a take in this matter. We would appreciate that. Okay. Just hold on. Am I the only one in the studio? Well, I'll just continue on with what we have here. Rosemary, can you just call in? Okay, so this is Mama Joy. We're having some technical issues here this morning, this afternoon on our show. But we're going to do our best to convey to you and share with you what it is that we feel is something that you should know about yourself. And that is about this inner emotional being that dwells in you. It's been with you since the very beginning of time. And if anyone wants to pop in, you can just press 1 on the dial of your phone. We have our CEO working with us to get our studio together. And so we can be viewed by those who are watching the StreamYard. And
so I think Mama Joy, I think this week we're just going to work with the audio because it looks like Minister Rosemary's internet is going in and out, and
so
you know I'll need to step away. Yes. Now I'll just send out the link to people for the audio so they can listen in, and
okay.
We'll make sure we get your beautiful faces on screen next month.
All right,
we'll work on that.
Sounds good. Sounds like a win. Sounds good. Okay, great. Okay, so now we are going to discontinue with our StreamYard, and we are going to move forward with our Block Talk Radio. So I'm going to ask that on that table. I beg your pardon?
Oh, yes, you can be heard just fine. So continue on and
okay.
And of course you can see the switchboard.
Okay.
Yes.
I generally can hear them, but I don't hear them from the board.
Okay. 773-502.
That's you?
Let's see. Is that
for some reason I'm not getting it.
Is that Minister Rosemary? 773-502? Your mic is open. Can you speak? Make sure your mute is off on your phone.
This is not Minister Rosemary.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. You've got a caller that his mic is open. So introduce yourself to our listeners and
we're with
Hi.
Could you identify Hi.
My name is Donna.
Great. Okay. And we'll just look for Minister Rosemary when she calls back in.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So,
so
7-1-2-1-6. Yeah,
Yeah, okay. I thought I heard a little static, just making sure that the line was clear.
Well, you know what? I'm going to I'm going to change phones since we're not on air and get to this phone here because this.
Well, we
better.
Are on air. We are being live. We're still. I'll play a commercial while you change phones, and we'll be right
okay,
back.
Okay. All righty. That sounds good. Thank you. Mhm.
Okay.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And we are back. We're listening to the Female Solution. Need a moment? So we'll take another break and be right back.
All righty.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood
with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
All right, we are back.
Yes, we are, and hopefully this is a better. Is this clearer now?
Absolutely, yes, it is.
Absolutely, I tell you, you know, I know one thing in life. It's so important to know how to be on a path of at least learning how to come to mastery of self. And whatever tools you have, no matter what the weather goes or how the water gets, having buoyancy so that the ship won't sink. You know, I've heard it says it's not the water outside the ship that caused the ship to sink. It's the water that gets into the ship that makes it sink. So I want to thank you. Thank you, partner. Naima, Sister Naima Latif, who is the CEO of this amazing ship here called the Female Solution that comes to you every day, Monday through Sunday. And Monday through Friday, it's at 7 to 9. And on Saturdays and Sundays, it's 12 to 2. Is that not correct? I know we're here 12 to 2. Yeah, so we're excited and things happen. But in spite of that, I feel excellent. I feel excellent.
And that is wonderful.
It is wonderful because I am learning that until you can actually, you know, maturing to face life is a choice. I'm going to say that because that's what I've experienced. Maturing to come to the point in your life where you are commanding and taking charge of your life. It's a choice. And it's a choice that you make, and it's a choice that I feel is in your heart that as you see ways that you can do better mentally and spiritually and apply, that power will guide you into a place where you can deal with situations and not allow circumstances to overtake you. Let the confusion that's outside of you get inside of you and take you down. As part of the conversation that we're chatting about today with the inner child. Now, my co-host, I text her, so she should be joining us at any moment now. And it seems like she's trying to get in the stream yard
the stream yard has been. Text her that StreamYard has been cut off because we're having too many technical difficulties with the sound. So we'll fix that next month. But right now we want people to be able to hear you so that you can begin this wonderful dialogue.
So one of the chats about this is being flexible and just, it's off. Yeah, go to it. She said, why no one can hear her? Okay, so I'm hoping that she'll be here soon with us soon.
Call in and then we can open her mic.
We can edit this so that we can move all of this other stuff. And open mic. Okay.
Right. We can start from when we heard the commercial break, and we can continue from there. So,
oh, okay. Very good. So, question is, as we wait for my co-host to enter in, what is it
inner child. And we're just going to thank you. Thank you. I think that she did that rather fast. How are you? You on board now?
Hello? Yes. Thank you.
Hi. Rosemary?
Hi. Still
ahead, Don. Al Jazeera. How Mexico is stepping up to build a manufacturing board in North America.
Okay, I have, is this 1348? Okay.
I'm going to close the other mic, that 773-885. I'm closing that mic because we had some background noise. And I'll close my mic so that you don't hear me. Your voice is a little muffled, Mama Joy. You need to make sure you're near your phone and your phone is on speaker so we can hear you because you sound like you're at a distance from it.
It does. Okay, we can't have that. Okay,
yeah, make sure you're near your phone and your phone is on speaker so we can hear you.
So is this better?
Well, maybe that's... Oh, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, is this better? Is this better?
Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
You know, now what happened is that we had the phone that you connected with was on, but you're actually talking on the 1886 number. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I muted the other mic so we can hear both of them. That's it. Okay.
Okay, so I turned the red on, and I thought that would pick it up, but it's not picking it up.
No, it's on. It's on now. But the other one, the 3998 number, that one we need to mute so we don't get an echo.
So
we did that.
You did
that.
I see that's done. Okay, great.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I tell you, the ship's going to sail. It's going to sail. Hey, delays, but that's okay. And I want to thank you all for coming up and being a part of us today. We have been having some challenges, but we are going to move forward. And I'm going to ask Minister Rosemary if she would just press the one on her button. And for any of you who want to join in this discussion about our inner child. And press one and, oh, good, she's here. Wonderful.
Rosemary
great.
Here, press.
Thank you.
Oh, sweaty.
I was on the full time,
but no one could hear me. I was on the full time. And some of the people who were calling in were saying, I hear you, Reverend Rosemary, but you guys couldn't hear me, but they could hear me in the back. I don't know how this thing works, but I'm going to get it together, and next time I'm going to be a pro, okay?
Well, we're going to do a lot of work here after today, because I'm excited about our topic. I'm excited about having someone here to roll with me and Sister Naima has been excellent keeping the ship going and keeping the show moving forward. So we're just going to get into our discussion this morning. And what were you sharing with those when they could hear you and we couldn't?
Well, I didn't get to my share because I wanted to, talk. But you were talking about the inner child.
Yes.
Right?
About the inner child.
And what I call that is what's in our bag, our baggage. Things that we know and things that we don't know and things that we don't know that we don't know. And the way we react to things that we know and things that we don't know and things that we don't know that we don't know. Okay? So, Here we go. You see, when we're very young, we are our subconscious mind is being impressed by things that just go right past, right into our subconscious mind, good, bad, or indifferent. And when we and we don't know that it's there, but then we act out of that place later on in life.
Mm.
Either sad or happy or whatever. You know, let me give you a simple example. Is sometimes we'll see somebody and we just have a great affinity for them, and we don't know why. It's because of something that happened way back, something that's in our subconscious mind, that this person, this attitude of the person, or the feeling that we had of the person was really a nice feeling. And so when we see somebody that reminds us of that person, we don't even know all this is happening, by the way. Then we just gravitate toward them right away, okay? So you see, baggage is like what we pack in suitcases and boxes and things like that. But we have some baggage that's packed into our subconscious mind as well. And, okay, like I said, things that we know. Now, we know who we are. We know our name. We know a lot of things about ourselves. These things we know. If somebody wakes you up in the middle of the night and say, "Where's your telephone number?" Most likely you'll know it. You know that. Then there are some things that we – but those things that we don't know, we can – like, we know we don't speak Arabic or something like that. Or I know I don't swim. I know I don't bake a really great cake. So, but if I wanted to do that, I could take out time to learn how to do that, right? Mm-hmm. I could learn how to speak Arabic and or swim or bake a really great cake. And I can add that to the things that I know.
Mm-hmm.
But those things that we don't know that we don't know, that's another whole story. We don't even know that we don't know it, but we act out of that place because things come up for us. I always give this example. When I was in Atlanta many years ago, and we were, and that was a kind of a dull morning. My sister and my cousin, we were going to this place called, it was like an underground shopping place. And we were walking through, and I was really feeling kind of blah, you know, is this what we're going to do today? And all of a sudden, I heard this sound, this guttural sound from, you know, and like, coming from somewhere. And what I didn't know, that sound was coming from me. He was picking a guitar. And I was falling on my knees with my hands up in the air, and I was going, "Oh, play it pretty for the people." Okay. I didn't know I liked blues. I didn't even know that was in me. And the whole place lit up. I'm telling you, it lit up. But now, that was not a bad thing. It was, and it didn't even embarrass me, by the way. I wasn't even embarrassed. But those things I didn't know. But, you know, some of these things happen to us. They're not good things. And that's when somebody might end up killing somebody because of something inside of their own subconscious mind that they didn't know that they didn't know about themselves. So it's good so that inner child, you know, that little person in us, that subconscious mind is holding on to these things that we don't know about ourselves. It makes sense for us to get it out, because baggage like anger and resentment and loneliness and stuff like that, these are perceived ideas and beliefs or practices retained from somebody's life experience, especially insofar as they affect the way the new situation which they may no longer be relevant or appropriate. Okay, we just carry this emotional baggage with us, and we don't even know why we do sometimes, because our thoughts, our thoughts cause our actions. Our thoughts cause our feelings first. Our thoughts cause our feelings, and our feelings cause our actions. So many times we're acting out of a feeling that we're not even aware of. So any questions or?
No,
or,
I think that's really I think that's really a good example. That's really a good example what you gave. And believe it or not, this just researching and preparing for this Saturday has awakened me to an understanding, Minister Rose, that that inner child is always working in us. And mm-hmm. as we move through life, we'll always be revealing things. So just like now when you were talking, I can remember when I was a kid, maybe about 6 years old, going to my piano lesson and on the bus. And I knew the route on the Claiborne, and I knew I had to get on the Broadway. But like you said, is that what you don't know, or that you don't expect? You know, my grandmother told me to sit in the front of the bus, okay? And down south, people of color and Negroes, as I was called during that time, we sat beyond a pillar. Oh, I'm on this roll. Hold on. God help me. I was on the bus. And the bus drivers always allowed me to stay there. But this particular time, when we passed the school, Kelly, on Claiborne, which was a white high school, the kids got on. Now, mind you, I'm a kid. Everybody is just people. It's just different colors. I knew nothing about segregation. I knew nothing about racism. I didn't know anything about that. I'm just riding the bus and sitting where my grandmama told me to sit. And that's what I was going to do. And so the bus driver told me, he says, now you're going to have to go in the back. And I said, no, I can't go in the back. Well, number one, I knew I wasn't supposed to be speaking back to grown-ups. But because my grandmama told me to sit there, this is what you get, what I don't know and what I do know. I had to sit where my grandmama said sit, even though she wasn't there. And so he insisted that I get up and let the white kid sit, and I go to the back and stand. And I said, no, I can't do that. So he got me, just make a long story short, picked me up, high, drug me down the stairs, and dropped me out on Claiborne Avenue. I did not know where I was, in a sense, because this is a travel area that I didn't. But I knew my grandmother put 15 cents in my handkerchief. I said, well, I'll just get back on the bus, and I had a transfer. And he said, no, you can't use that transfer. And so that was a very scary time to me. Short story is this. I looked around and I started crying. Well, I didn't cry when he was there. Something in me said, don't shed a tear. But I was hurt. I could feel my chest. And even, you know, when I used to tell this story, I could feel the pain. But I don't feel the pain anymore. I can feel my chest sometimes get a little tingled. But Minister Rosemary and the audience, when I revisit that experience, it was traumatic for me to be put off by the bus, to actually feel someone who did not love me hold me up and drop me on the ground. Now, my mom, when they beat me, I knew they loved me, so I took that. But this I didn't understand. I did not understand. I had never experienced this before. So I looked around, and as the bus left, I began to cry, and my chest was hurting. And that force stayed with me until just a few years whenever I would tell the story. But now I'm smiling because I learned about that child, and I've made peace with that child. And I began to look at where I was, and I noticed it was an archway. This is how the spirit moves. And I knew that archway, and I said, oh, that archway, I see it over on Fountain Blue. So my processing was, if this is where this arch is, if I follow this street, I'll find that arch again. Long story short, I did. And I saw an amazing experience. But this is something that I experienced, and I also, during that journey, through just those two arches, I discovered that there's people in New Orleans that had grass, because on my street we didn't have grass. They had cobblestones just a few blocks from me. So I realized it was another world. Another arrow. Palm trees in front of the streets. And then for the first time, I was in a place where I saw Negro women and black women or colored women in these uniforms. And they were rolling the strollers and playing ball with the white children. It still didn't dawn on me what was going on. But I say that this happened to me, and that was God said, because up to that time, I didn't know what those women, where those women went, not even my aunt or any of them. I didn't know what they do. I knew that they had uniforms that they cleaned and they pressed, and they were clean as spick and span, but they never put them on. They didn't put them on until they were at their job, but I never knew what they did. And so that was something I didn't know. And I discovered it because of some other things that I didn't know. I eventually got to my piano lesson, and walking through the streets, there was a black man. He was cutting the bushes, and I noticed the windows, the curtains were being moved as I was walking. And you get that feeling, I don't think I'm black where I'm supposed to be. I knew I was someplace I wasn't supposed to be, but it was fascinating. It was like a curtain had gone through. And he said to the lady or somebody, he says, oh, that lady's for the new girl down the street. And he was taking his hand, shooing me, saying, like, get away from me. So eventually I did get to that. Again, there's something within us. There's something in us, something that that is in us that guides us. And that feeling that I had stayed with me many years. And when we know what we don't know and we know what we know, there's a big difference, and each one of them present a challenge to us. So I was in a place I didn't know where I was, but I was guided. I didn't know those experiences. I didn't know that one could be so hateful to somebody that you don't know. And when I got to my piano teacher and I told her about it, she said, well, you ask your mom and dad about it. I said, oh. And when I got home, I asked my mom and dad for it. And my dad, he said, well, pass the butter and the bread, you know. Pass it over. You know, we'll talk about it later. But later never came. And now I look at that and seeing that my parents did not check their inner child. And they, too, was passing on that same thing to me of being silent and being comfortable with not knowing.
Okay. So, anyone got anything to say? Anything, really. We don't just have to talk about this. Whatever you want to say about it. And while you're thinking about it, I just want to say that there's no... okay, two things. So when people are, and I want to talk about when people are being mistreated, see, we're not to be ashamed of the treatment we received from whatever happened back then with racism. And, you know, we carry the burden of being ashamed of having been enslaved. We were not slaves, by the way. We were enslaved by a people, okay? But we're not to be ashamed of the treatment we received. The people responsible for the treatment should be ashamed of their behavior. So we need to let go that shame, because shame is not for us to carry. That burden is not for us to carry. I hope
absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. I tell the story. So I don't feel that way anymore. And I attribute it to my understanding about how the cells in our very body and our mind hold on to things. We do have a caller whose hand's been up for a while. That's 5591. And I know that's Lady Love Janine, whom I spoke of earlier, where I'd learned this. Are you still there with us?
I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Wait.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold it.
Hello?
Yes, right. We can hear you.
Well, you know, being a life coach, but before, when I first started healing my inner child, I didn't even, it wasn't even popular, and I didn't even know nothing about healing my inner child. I was sitting in the middle of the bed, and I was feeling so low from a relationship. My husband and I were separated, and I was dealing with another guy, and it was my birthday, and he didn't come calling right. I spent all this day trying to be beautiful because I'm going on this beautiful date. And he never showed up. I've been in the middle of the bed crying profusely because my life out of order. I'm like, God, what is going on? And I'm just crying. I'm a good person. And God told me, I'm a journalist, so God told me to take a line and write down the middle of the paper everything mm-hmm. I liked about this relationship and everything I didn't. Mm-hmm. And when I began to write the things I didn't, he didn't love me. I wasn't important. You know, I wasn't a priority. And all the things I was writing on that side. Spirit said, when is the earliest you can remember feeling like that? And it was like this tears stopped rolling off my face. And it was like something opened up, a portal opened up in my mind, and I saw myself a little girl waiting in a window on my birthday, 7 years old. And I'm in foster care, and it's my birthday. My mother was hooked on drugs, and I knew she was going to come because it's my birthday. Now, all the other times she didn't come get me, but today, my birthday, I know she's going to come. I know she's going to come. So I'm sitting in a window, big picture window, 7229 South Morgan, waiting for her to come, looking out that window from sun up to sunset to sundown to 9 o'clock at night, no come call or write. And finally, my foster care parents said, go to bed. And I went to bed. And guess what I said? Everything that I wrote on that paper. I'm not important. Nobody loves me. I'm not a priority. And I just went, you know, I was crying profusely going to sleep. And then my grandmother came in my ears and she said, the story you tell yourself is the story you live.
Mm-hmm.
7-year-old girl was taking over my life because I got stumped at that 7-year-old place. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm 30, 24, I was living out the story that nobody loves me, nobody cares. I didn't know how to receive love. Because I knew nobody loved me, nobody cared. Because the energetic feel of my words had got into the flesh of me and it was rolling into the aura of my energetic field. So anybody who mm-hmm. was coming in my life, I was invitationally, energetically inviting them into my experience to show me that I wasn't important, that I wasn't loved. And so I said, okay, God, what is my next step? And he said, you got to heal. But he didn't say inner child. He just said, you got to heal. You got to love yourself. You got to learn how to love you. So I started going on this self-love journey, and then I started working on that little 7-year-old girl. And then the next time I had to work on the 12-year-old girl who was molested in there. And then I had to heal that little girl who was 16 who didn't get a chance to be loved and supported and didn't go on prom, and nobody had money to take care of, you know. And then one day I woke up to a beautiful butterfly and started to love the gift that I was to the planet, because I no longer was holding on to those stories, because I didn't need that energetically anymore to protect myself from life. Now I needed a whole new step person that knows that love can never, never forsake me, because I understood one thing, that love didn't need a fence. But I had to grow into that, because I thought you had to keep yourself private and hold yourself close, because that little girl was afraid. That little girl needed love, and I had to start loving her and honoring her. And it was a game changer in my life.
That is powerful.
Well, I'd like to say one thing before you. I think Henry, I believe, and I use it as a modality in transforming my clients, because I'm a transformational life coach. One thing I believe is that we can do a lot of work, and it's like going outside and you cut the weeds out. But if you really want to get to the weeds, you got to get to the root. And inner child healing is like getting to the root that causes us to stay in a pattern that keeps us on this Ferris wheel, going round and round, asking us, why do we keep meeting this same guy in a different suit? Or why do we keep finding ourselves in this money pattern? Why do I keep finding myself in disharmony? Why I keep finding myself not able to keep a job? Because something, and it don't just start when we get to the planet. Some of it is ancestral, and some of it comes when we're in our mother's belly. See, my mother was hooked on drugs, but she also got raped when she was pregnant with me. She got beat up and she tried to have an abortion when she got raped. And all those things get stuck into the cell memory of our body. And not even that, even because we're in our grandmother's belly, because every egg a woman will ever carry is coming in her body as soon as she is formed. So you also in your grandma, so you're carrying the stuff that your grandmother had, and your grandmother and then your mother, and then we come in and create our own stuff. And so there's these different modalities that we got to use, and healing, the healing the inner child is one of the most powerful things we can do to shift and change the trajectory of how we will move and have our being in the rest of our life.
Well, thank you so much for that, Matt, for sharing.
You're welcome.
Are there any more comments or concerns about this, what we're talking about, or anything you'd like to speak on?
I'd like to make a comment before we take a break at 1 o'clock. I'm really excited about what the last caller just said. I've been reading a series of books called Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. And he was at this point in his life, he'd been homeless, just, you know, marriage broke up, just at the bottom, you know. And one night he just cried out to God and said, why can't I make my life work? Just tell me the rules. I'll play the game. What is it? Why can't, why is everything going wrong? I mean, his car had been stolen, everything. He'd broken his neck in an accident. This his whole life falling apart. And then same thing as your caller said, God told him, you know, write this down. And he had the you know, big yellow pad, and he started writing. And God just started telling him, you know, answering his question. And it developed into, I think he's written 9 books. The books have been translated into 37 languages. The series is called Conversations with God. And, you know, I invite everybody to look him up, Neil Donald Walsh. Last name is spelled W-A-L-S-C-H, Conversations with God. And the books are just profound in helping us to understand so that we can let go of the pain and ultimately become a spiritual master where we are able to enjoy life without suffering. And one line in one of the books just stuck with me. It says, understanding replaces forgiveness in the mind of the master, you know, a master meaning one who is a spiritual master, one who can live in unconditional love. And the reason why you can forgive, because you understand whatever was broken or misshapen in the other person who mistreated you, that's why they behave that way. So you're able to let go of feelings of self-condemnation and feelings that you're imperfect or scarred or unworthy, because you understand what was broken in the other person, the reason why they treated you badly, and you can let it go. You can have compassion. So the books are just so profound. And as our caller was speaking, I thought of that, because one of the things that is in the book that God talks to all of us all the time, you know, some of us call it something different, you know, inspiration or whatever, and don't listen, but God talks to us all the time. And if we just listen, we would get the answers and be able to heal our pain. So I'm definitely, this is a fascinating conversation, and definitely share, you know, I encourage all listeners to call in and share their moment of revelation.
Oh, I just like to listen to what you just said. I just love everything you just said. It was so beautiful. And I'm going to tell you, when you do understand the mind of what happened, one time I was sitting in the middle of the bed, I'm going to make it quick, and God was telling me I needed to forgive my mom, and I was thinking I did. And immediately God opened up a portal and showed me my mother's experience. It gave me so much more compassion and able to forgive her that. I was so grateful for that experience, to see my mother's experience. She asked me, how did I know? And I can only tell her, I don't know really, other than God showing me. But it gave me, I was able to love my mama and not have an issue like, of who I thought she should be, but just to love her for who she was, and even bringing me to the planet. And that compassion and understanding that you're talking about, that God showed me, gave me such more of an open heart for my mother. which you could see when each one of us would have my mom, you can see how she would deal with each child. Like when she was with my other sister, she would just stay in the bedroom. When she was with other sisters, she would stay. But when she was with me, she would open up, she would have fun, because she felt the energy of forgiveness and love, and that I wasn't holding anything against her. So I just want to say that is one of the most profound things we can do, is give compassion and grace to someone who may have did something out of not knowing what they was doing to us. And so I think that's a very important topic, to really free us and open us up to fly and soar in ways. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful things we can do on the planet. It opened up our money. It'll open up our disharmony with relationships, not expecting other people to show up the way we want them, but just accepting people for exactly who they are and loving them unconditionally. So I just think that's just so beautiful.
Absolutely. So you want to take a spot. Thank you, Lady Love. That's Miss Reverend Janine Ingram. Wow. Yes. And I think that's another branch that we can move on after the commercials, and that is the power of forgiveness.
Okay.
And the power that, the power of forgiveness from that child. And I want to tell a short story on that, too. Now we're going to, I didn't get the list for the commercial line, so we'll just, let's see. Okay.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
All right, we're back, and welcome to the Female Solution. We're here today. You have Mama Joy and Minister Rosemary here. And for those of you who are here, if you want to join the conversation, just press the number 1 and get you in queue so that you can be a part of this day's, conversation. I just want to just say how pleased and how grateful I am for all of you coming in. Again, press 1 if you want to be a part of the conversation. And then again, if you are enjoying what we are in discussion, I'll just invite a friend. Rosemary, I just want to ask a question. Do you remember how we came up with today's topic? Well, I'm going to tell you, and it's really amazing how the segue coming into forgiveness, because that's where it started. And I was telling Rosemary, I was sharing with her, I said, you know what? My dad died, and he died, right after Christmas, day after Christmas, December 26th. Again, here goes the pain again. And I said, every Christmas is just not really what I'd like for it to be or whatever, and always looking at that side. But again, I've worked with at least Lady Love, Miss Ingram, has worked with me, and she had us on the love journey doing a lot of journaling, and we would journal. And so I began to recognize the power in that. And I also realized that I had never really mentioned anything about my dad and God. But let me tell you something. How many of you all are angry with God? True confession. I just was relieved of that. And the discussion that minister, are you all here? Am I still here? Okay, had was the fact that I realized that I had not forgiven God for taking my dad, and I never even told anyone to forgive. But you know what? I did it, and when I did, things started changing. Preparing for this, it changed me. Because I forgave God. And you say, well, how can you forgive God? Well, I don't know if anybody else has experienced that. Angry with God or mad with God. My dad's been gone for 70 years. And I was 8 years old. And so I'm saying that with this child wounded in me, and then Minister Rosemary told me, said, you know what? You need to talk with her. You need to go. You remember? Hello? And I did. I went back and I talked and I wrote and I said, wow, I apologize to my inner child for holding that and holding her in that space. And I was stuck. But then this morning I realized, I said, you know what? That being, that emotion, that is something that is ongoing. Because in our lives, challenges are always coming to us. But I really realized that I had a thing about that experience and the grief. And I never was able to really appreciate it and unlock the wonderful times I had with my dad. So now I'm into learning how to journal and write on the good memories. And it's a shift. It's something. Has anyone had that experience before? You forgive other people, but is there something that you experience with God, taking a loved one or going through something and not quite understanding? And, you know, you can get stuck in many different ways. Any thoughts on that, Minister Rosemary? I'm happy about my freedom from that. I've been released from that. I have been released from that. And I feel the burden off of me. I feel it. It was heavy, but I didn't know what it was. And it was because I was still holding to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Forgiveness is really important because forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for us so we can get rid of it. Being unforgiven is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. So we really need to forgive. Yeah. So
That's part of the don't know, I didn't know. I knew that there things were not working in my life. I knew that there was I was stuck and I didn't know what it was. Here in the last 3 weeks, things have been happening that I keep my peace, and I know that it would not be possible. And that's part of the third one of I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know that I hadn't forgiven God, or was God was even part of the picture, you know.
Mm.
During the freeze, we had.
Sorry, go on.
I didn't know what I didn't know, and that was I had not forgot. I forgiven God for taking my father.
Okay. Okay. So you see, forgiveness is a gift that we give ourselves.
But I didn't know it. That's the thing about it. When we had the conversation, and that's what brought on the show today, you know.
Okay.
And so one of the beautiful things is how many of us can remember some of the grand things that happened as a child. I know my tendency is going to the pain, but once you go through the pain, then you release, there should be some joy. And some celebration in that. You know, I can go and I can really cherish the experience that I had with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And so just make so many lovely memories are coming about. I just like to touch bases with even Janine. Janine, how were you able to get your joy back into this? And
so I love everything that you're saying, and I want to say that there's levels to forgiveness. You know, first when we think about forgiveness, it's all in our head, but forgiveness, really, real forgiveness, really, really, really starts to work when we're in our heart. But then I found out that it's really releasing the cell memory, because once you let it go in your mind and your heart, there's a memory in the cell, because every cell has its own brain. And so I may forgive the person for the molestation, but it still shows up in my body in ways that I haven't let go. So that's another space. Once I started releasing the cell memory and cleansing my cell memory, the joy automatically showed up, because the joy is deep down in our soul. And when the soul starts, the more we cleanse ourselves of things and release and doing the clearing work, something happens that just lights up our soul. And you become a light. A mm-hmm. vessel of light, because you're not, your container is not filled with all that muck no more, and you become mm-hmm. a vessel of joy and light just by releasing all that stuff that you've been holding on to, even the stuff in your cell memory. And as I move through in the biology belief by Bruce Lipton, talk about the memories in the cell. L. Ron Hubbard talks about it in Clear Body, Clear Mind. You know, when I started, I read a journal about how the cell holds on to the memory, and then started doing my work. And not to tell you how much the womb, the place where we carry our babies, when I did a womb workshop, and the lady was telling us to forgive ourselves for allowing people to be in our space who didn't deserve to, people who molested us and raped us. And when I started to do the work there, oh, my God. My voice. Hey. Became stronger. I was able to say no when I wanted to say no, say yes when I wanted to say yes, because when you're not clear about things, and when you in your lowness and your non-worthiness and all that stuff, you say no when you need to say yes. Somebody say, oh, I want to give you some money. Oh, no, don't thank you. And you know you need every dollar because you're broken, your bank account in your mind, so you'd be like, oh, no, no, no. And then when you really want to say yes, you say no. Now I'm real clear. Oh, yeah, thank you for the gift. Oh, yes, thank you for the receiving, because I didn't know how to receive. I didn't feel good enough. Oh, my God, the worthiness. But when you start releasing that stuff out the cell memory, that's when you're really doing the work, when you really get it out your emotional body. And when I started doing that work, it was really a game changer. When you get in alignment with your assignment, joy just shows up. When you start honoring the soul essence of who you are, I never forget when George Washington Carver said, they asked him, how in the world did you figure out how to do all these inventions with plants? And he said, when you love something enough, it will reveal its secrets.
Mm-hmm. Secrets.
And you know what I said to myself? If I could love myself that much, could my soul reveal things that I need to know about myself to live out my fullest expression of God on the planet, living my highest self? And I tell you, that love thing's been a game changer. It's just turning on switches after switches. And I do my clearing work every night. I don't go to bed without doing some forgiveness clearing work because I don't want nothing. I don't care if they did me wrong. I don't care if they wrong as five left shoes. I don't want to hold on to nothing when I go to sleep. And I ask God to wake me up with a clean heart, a renewed mind, a restored soul, purify me, Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. And I wake up with that same prayer. Give me a clean mind, purify my soul, restore me, God, and give me a clean heart and give me a renewed mind.
That is a wonderful
prayer. No matter what
prayer.
Nobody do to me, I'm asking God to not let me hold on to it.
That's right. That's
purge
right.
Purge me even of old memories. There's a book called The Healing Gifts of the Spirit, and she talks about how we can go back in whatever age we want to go to, and we can ask the Holy Spirit, the Christ mind consciousness, to go into that age and clear out and purge the stuff that's been held in the subconscious mind that we don't even understand or know. Maybe I'll be up here doing some work because I don't want to hold on to nothing, not even in my subconscious.
And that's so true. My God, that's so true. That's so true. That's so true. And I can feel you. I can feel you. I can feel you. Go ahead on, Rose, Mary.
I was going to say the issues we have with others is because of the issues going on within ourselves, okay? So, say, I'm using the word baggage, which is all these things that we carry, things that we don't know and things that we do know. And I'm talking about, so how did this baggage get there in the first place? Well, it gets there by putting up with and tolerating or allowing certain behaviors for long periods of time and tucking it away rather than letting it go. And you know what? As we put up with these certain behaviors for long periods of time, it just becomes a part of us and we're no longer even consciously aware of it. You know, it's like putting on a pair of yellow sunglasses. When you first put them on, everything appears yellow and you're very aware of it. But after you leave them on long enough, things are just the way they are, okay? And that's what happens when we let things go on too long. We just keep packing stuff away. And the baggage keeps bulging and getting bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier. You see, our limitations are self-imposed and often programmed during childhood and remains with us for a lifetime if we don't do something about it, if we don't become aware of it. But when we understand who and whose we are and the power that dwells within us, these same core beliefs can be used as motivation to achieve greater things, great things, okay? But as we separate more baggage and ignore the things we desire, we put less and less value on ourselves. And in turn, our life becomes dull and unexciting. And more stuff we tolerate, the more stuff we accept. Have you noticed that? You see, we have to
agree with
the things in the
above.
We don't
that.
Want our lives to... We don't want our lives to live in the bud, okay? The more we tolerate negative behaviors, the more we think this is the way things should be and the way we should be treated. And as people began to treat us as if we are undeserving. You know why? Because that's the message we send to the universe. So when we take on a victim role, the universe says, okay, I can deliver that. We tell others how to treat us by our response to them. So when we don't speak up and out for ourselves, we give our power away. Power of life and death is in the tongue. Use that power. Use your voice. Speak up and out for yourself, okay? Speak up for yourself, okay? So getting rid of baggage is a process. And the sooner we start the process, the better. The sooner we start.
But you know what I hear constantly is people don't know where to start.
Let me finish right now. Let me give an example. Folks owing you money and won't pay you back, and you're embarrassed or feel guilty to asking for it, okay? Saying to yourself, have you ever experienced that? people owing you money, and you're ashamed and embarrassed to ask them for it, and they're showing up like they don't owe you money and buying new things, and every time you see them, they're looking really good. And you see that it's that negative talk saying to yourself, I can't. What if? I'm unqualified. I'm too scared, or whatever. You fill in the blank. So when we speak into the universe about what we want or what we don't want, it hears us and causes us, and it causes that thing to show up or not. So what we see is what we get, and what we don't see is what we don't get. That baggage might not be as heavy as you thought. It's just that you've held on to it for so long, and that stuff is weighing you down, and you're afraid to talk about it, and it just becomes a part of you, and it's sticking out like a sore thumb. So you see, some of our baggage have prevented us from moving forward. Why? Because we made some present-day decisions based on yesterday's baggage, and sometimes we've had our baggage so long, it has just become a part of who we are and who we think we are, okay? So we all have baggage. It's no shame in having the baggage. The shame is holding on to it and keeping it and not speaking up for yourself and not letting it go.
Okay, well, all right, we got a couple of hands up. Janine, you want to finish that up, and then now we'll have 7525 next. Okay.
I just want to add that I think everything she said is powerful, but working in human trafficking and domestic violence shelters and relationship stuff, people do not know where to start. You know, we hear speaking to it, but we don't know where to start. You know, we just don't. You know, and I agree the issue starting is in the tissues. Our body everything is held in the body. So I don't know if the people really understand that. I hear people say, like I was talking to a lady the other day in a domestic violence shelter. She didn't even understand that what she was going through was not, you know, that's not normal. Because she said she got beat as a child, and she thought that was what love was.
And that's normal for
her. Right.
That was normal for her.
That was a norm. Right, because even with what you're saying, we were taught, and I know this in the church, we were taught, I think it was more or less, particularly as Catholic, in my Catholic experiences, to ponder it in the heart. It said, you know, you don't speak up. You know, someone does you wrong. You know, just put it in your heart. That's what Mary does, ponder it in your heart. And these kind of teachings, pondering in your heart, these teachings that the prayers that says, you know, I'm not worthy of, I'm just a worm. These kind of things, when you look at it, it's widespread because these are some basic teachings that have been, you know, fostered by the church in many ways. So it is deep in us, Janine, very, very deep in us. And we have many different worlds. That's the thing. Your world is your world. My world is my world. But then there's another world. There's many different worlds. But there are some things that we've been taught that brings us into a big onion with many layers. Right now, I want to hear from, where did she go? Where did she go? Where did she go? 2-5, where did she go? Did I lose her? Oh, well, she'll come back. She was dropped, 7525, so we'll call her back. Okay, so is it time for a commercial now? Or anyone else, just press 1, and you can come right on back on. I'll see if I can get our caller back. Naeem, are we here? Okay. Okay, well, let me find a couple of commercials here.
I think the commercial was at 1:30, Joy. So
okay, okay, two more minutes. Gotcha. Okay, great. All righty. So one of the things that we're learning, which is a very, very good conversation, is that we know that this forgiveness has a power. It has a power that moves us into a totally new sense of being. And that's what I'm experiencing now. And I contributed to this me, working with me, working on me. It takes a lot. And loving me, I'm continuously working on me. I'm doing my mirror work. Hey, how many of you have looked into the mirror? How many of you have looked into the mirror, looked into your eyes, and say, I love you?
So I have a whole workshop on the mirror.
The mirror workshop. How many of you have done
that? It starts off by saying, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And if your mirror says not you, then you've got work to do.
If it says what? I missed my last comment. If it says what?
And if it says not you, then you've got work to do.
Oh.
mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And if it says not you, then you've got work to do. And
that is so true. And that is what I'm working on. It's five. Well, I'll call her. It's 515 for anyone interested in joining the call. 515-605-9325. And we are discussing the forgiveness, inner healing of the inner child, and sharing life experiences. No, it's 515-605-9325. 9325 here on the Female Solution. So what you can do is call a friend and join in this conversation, because it's something that we just want others to be aware of, this body of emotions, this body of vibrations, this body of cell memory that is in us and can actually run our life for us, and we are not even aware of it. You know, and as I was preparing for today and listening to our callers here, and when we start working on ourselves, understanding that that's a heart issue, I remember reading in the scriptures, and I never read Deuteronomy to have any relevancy to inner child. But when it says, scripture says that God wrote his will and his laws in our heart. And when we learn how to trust that heart thought, just like of love, just like George Washington Carver did, when you love something, you love the guidance who will lead you to where you can find joy, love, and happiness. Because ultimately, that is what God desires us. That's why we're here, to have some joy, love, and happiness. Hello. So he said, you're more than the conqueror. You're going to have stuff going on. But remember, the objective in our lives here is for joy, love, and happiness, and all good things. And it's available to us. It doesn't matter what life throws at us. Know that what God will for you and all that you have and need, and you're equipped with it. And it's written in your heart. It's written in your heart. And they talk about the kingdom of God. Hey, the queendom of God. Whatever. And for us, everything is there for us to succeed. But you've got to be willing to do the work. Johnny Coleman used to say, it'll work if you work it. But if you don't work it, it won't work.
So I just want to throw this in there. The purpose of prayer is so we can live a better life. Because Jesus came so we would have life and have it more abundantly. Okay, and so when we learn what it is that God wants us to do, that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and we can call those things that are not as though they were, and we are the salt of the earth, and we are the apple of his eye, and we are the wheel in the middle of the wheel, and the lily of the, we are all these great things, and God has already equipped us with everything that we need to have a powerful life. We don't have to beg and plead for what's already ours. So that's the purpose of prayer, is to get in alignment with God's will for us, not our will, because our will can take us in the wrong direction. But let us
let us get in alignment with His will, and we could have a beautiful life. That's what Jesus was here for, to have life and have it more abundantly, to live a good life. All right. Okay. Any comments or concerns? Okay.
Press one, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes as we take on these commercials. Thank you. Just hold tight. Stay. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who...
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Well, we're back. Thank you so very much. So thank you so very much. Look here. I'm so happy that 7525 came back. I just really got started with her. And you don't have to raise your hand this time. You've raised your hand several times. Could you come on now? We're ready for you. It's 7525. You there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I sure can hear you, and I want to thank you, thank you, thank you so much, because you have been a trooper. I declare she's been kicked out or left away several times, and you come back, and I said, oh, my goodness, I've got to catch her. And when I saw your number up again, I said, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So please give us your name and tell us who you are, you know, and your comment, please. Thank you.
Hi. Yeah, I'm having a little technical difficulties here myself. But thank you for reaching out again. My name is LaDonna, and I am loving the conversation that you all are having, feeling some kind of way, didn't know if I really wanted to give a story. But since you did call me, I'll tell you the story. And it had to do with, I guess, what we call muscle memory, basically. It's things that have happened to us in the past, although we forgive, that muscle memory reminds of this, especially if we are encountering a similar situation. And just as a young teenager, my grandmother used to sell clothes, and she also had these necklaces that, I don't know, you know, I might be dating myself, but they were called Love Is. And they had a little girl and a boy on the little, I think they were like stick characters or something. And she allowed me to take some of them to sell because she sold the clothes, of course, to help with her income.
Mm-hmm.
So I took them to school, and I was a high schooler. I think I was like a sophomore or junior or something in high school. And I took these to sell, and one of my classmates offered to help sell them for me. So I gave her some, right? And when it came time for her to give me the money, of course, I never received the money. And I was also kind of afraid to even petition it for myself to ask her for the money. I felt very ashamed when I went back to my grandmother to inform her that I didn't have the money. I don't even know if I even told her the circumstances of it, but she forgave me, and the loving, kind woman that she was didn't make a big to-do out of it. Well, fast forward in many years later, a coworker of mine was having an affair at her church where they were doing African wear. And she was a coworker who I considered a close coworker. And when we were talking about it, I told her I had something that she could wear. So I bought the outfit to her, let her wear it, and months passed, and she never returned it. So I eventually got the courage enough to ask her about the outfit, right? And her response to me was, I gave it back to you. I think that little girl in me, teenager in me, revisited that situation about the Love Is necklaces, and so I didn't pursue it with the coworker, although I'm a grown woman. I just, something within me just said, leave it alone, the same way I left it alone when I was in high school. Now, since that time, I'm a very outspoken person. My family will tell you that, but there are certain things that I just kind of bury deep inside, so that it won't kind of bring up those, as you say, muscle memories, so that it won't have an effect on me. But when people kind of do sort of kind of go in a situation where I will kind of just kind of ball up in that infantry position and not expect anything or not even try to emit any kind of emotions or ask why, because like Rosemary was saying, we feel like it's our fault, and I was feeling like it was my fault because I was the one that gave them to it. You know, I was the one that allowed them to have this and I felt responsible in some kind of way, especially to my grandmother. But to me, I just, when I gave the outfit to the coworker, I just chalked it up and said, well, I hope she enjoys it.
That's it. Interesting story.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah.
Thank you, Rosie. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, LaDonna.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your resilience and bouncing back and coming back again and again and again. I think you've been dropped about four times since the show began, but I certainly appreciate that. And I just want to just say, I was trying to give you an applause, but it looked like, oh, yeah, there it is. I want to give you an applause, Miss Madam. Helen, thank you so much. Thank you for your comments, and thank you for coming back and back. And so, it is really, I like people say, Joy, you always tell me what you speak your mind. But again, I retreat in some areas, just like you. I had the same similar thing that happened with me. I see the person doing all kinds of different things, spending money for this, spending money for that, but then never said anything about paying me back. I said, well, golly gee, I can't hold, it made me think less of myself, and it made me feel uncomfortable, and I didn't really know how to do it. So you're not alone with that, but it took me several years before I was able to, because something occurred, and she was saying, oh, she was, you know, what she was paying for, she was in her own business and everything, and then and when she told me, yeah, my fees are going up now, and I said, okay, good. So that gave me the courage to say, okay, you remember, you remember once upon a time. And so, again, what did she do to say? She said, oh, I took care of that. Said, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. And somebody that's close to you to do that, I chose not to forget it, because I knew that that was not right. And I knew that if I would do that, then that would harm the relationship that I had with her. And I did value the relationship, and so eventually she came up with it. So this pondering me in my heart, I try not to do that. I'm like Lady Love Janine, Reverend Janine, she got so many names. I don't want to go to bed with that on my mind. I don't want to go to bed to be a Pagliacci and to see that person and to smile and say, you know, wow, it that hurts. And so I have to clean it. I have to clean it up. I have to forgive her, forgive myself for putting me through it, forgive myself for calling on this child, because oftentimes they say, just shake it off. Just shake it off. My grandmother and them, just shake it off. You know, don't worry about what they, oh, no, what it is. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, you know, will never hurt me. That is something that you learn in time, but you cannot shove it in your heart and be honest with yourself, because we have to value our peace more than that. As true love will protect you by giving you the courage you need to speak up. And that false love, it causes you to take those things and put them in your heart. And right now we can't afford to have all these problems in our heart. We want a clear, clean heart. So let's do the work, guys, and speak up.
Yeah.
Speak up. Don't get heart trouble.
I had a tendency for many years to, when somebody did me wrong or I didn't know how to defend myself, I would just withdraw. But I found that was not helpful at all. So if they're your friend, they know what they've done, okay? So
exactly.
They're not really your friend if they're taking advantage of your good wishes. And some mm-hmm. people are really. So it's very powerful to use your words to speak up and not feel put upon. So next time something like that happens, you might not withdraw and let it go, but just speak out, you know, just speak out and feel the power that you get. I don't mean start a fight or anything like that. I don't mean that kind of thing. But, you know, just speak up for yourself. People respect you more when you speak up for yourself.
And you know, you speak up, but as we were in the conversations, we talked about the different levels of forgiveness, different levels of love, and find that place of peace that we have that we can anchor in and speak from. No, after several years, I could not think of creating an argument without telling myself that, hey, come on, you know, it's your fault. It's my fault for letting this such a thing linger and allowing her to be whatever it is that my story. I love when Janine speaks about these stories we tell, because because she was delaying it, I was building all kind of stories in my mind about her. Hello? Because I had to tell myself something, right? I wasn't talking to her. I was having a conversation with myself. And because of my unforgiveness and my letting it go on, it devalued me.
Yeah.
And eventually I was able to get to that point only because of a shift in her speaking about, you know, her charges and different things like that. And it was twice as much as it was before. And then I had the courage to make a stand. Hey, you know, what about, you know, these number of years, you know, I'm waiting on this funds. What happens? I think that's another thing too. What when we renege, think about it. You know, press one if you want to join this conversation. When we don't do right by ourselves, and that says that there's not much love for you, or you're not loving yourself. When we are not loving ourselves, what are the stories that we're telling ourselves? And the process to keep us stuck in that and not speaking out what it is that we need to. What are we saying to ourselves? What are the stories that we're saying to ourselves? What are the stories we're saying about the person and getting toxic? Because our mind does not just stand still. It's in motion. And words are continuously mm-hmm. flowing through us, communicating.
Mm-hmm.
You what see, are some of the self-talks that we do to ourselves? Because we're here speaking to the person that those concerns should be addressed by.
Mm-hmm. Our limitations are self-imposed, and they're exactly. often programmed during childhood, and they remain with us for a lifetime. But when we understand the why, this same program can serve as motivation to achieve great things. You see, these same core beliefs can be used as motivation to achieve great things.
I agree.
I want to say that our behavior is governed by our beliefs or what we have accepted as true. It doesn't mean it's true. It just means that's what we believe. The choices we make are based on what we believe, and we act on those on these choices. And since we have been and still are being influenced by our culture, many times we don't give thought to what we do. We just do it. We just do it. To stop and evaluate what we're thinking. Think about what we're thinking about, okay? Think about what we're thinking about. Think about that chatter that goes on in our heads 24/7. And if you actually listen to that stuff, it's jumping from one subject to another. And a lot of it doesn't even make sense. So we need to gather up our thoughts and think only what we want to think. Think only what we want to have happen in our lives. And that's a 24-hour
job. Think about what you want in your life. Think about what God has already promised each one of us. And that is, our life should be good and absolute good. Mm-hmm. God has promised a very good life. When you feel yourself getting bogged down with stuff, think about, what am I thinking about? Because our thinking causes our behavior, our feelings. Our thinking causes our feelings, and our feelings cause our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said, our behavior is governed by our beliefs. So ask yourself, what am I believing? What do I believe? Am I believing what God wants me to do? Am I believing in principle? Am I believing the principle of God, not man? Not, we walk by faith and not by sight. Okay? And that's a big statement, to walk by faith and not by sight. By sight is what we see with our five senses.
Mm-hmm.
By faith is promised us. Life can be so good if we just follow the directions. Like Joy, you said earlier that you hadn't read Deuteronomy. I think it's Deuteronomy 28. It tells us blessings, when we are obedient, blessings just come after us. Just be obedient to the word. But you got to know the word. So let us be obedient to the word.
Okay.
You know, and in addition to that, 7525, you know, we're building communities, and we're conscious of our place in the community. When we don't love ourselves and we don't stand, then we give permission for other people to do the same. And then we wonder why our community is so paralyzed when it comes to addressing things that they should be able to come together and do. And there's so many reasons why, but mostly it is the continuation of childhood behaviors. When I went on a cruise with my old school chums. and one of my friends, friends, I had not seen him in, maybe 30 years or whatever. But this guy comes on behaving the same foolish way that he did in high school. And I couldn't imagine him doing the things and saying the things he was saying, and he had a wife there. And I couldn't understand why his wife would even tolerate him to do and say the things he was doing. So when we returned back to the shore, and then I was just so outdone with him. You know, I'm going to tell you, y'all, my forgiveness and whatever, it's getting better. But a few years ago, I'm growing bit by bit. So this was some time ago. It's not now. I'm doing better. I've learned how to let people just be where they are, speak what I have to speak, and be done with it. But I had to call him. I had to call him and tell him how disappointed I was and how foolish he was. And he told me, yeah, you said that in front of them, and that embarrassed me, you know. And so, but we got to talking, but maturity is something we choose to do. It's a choice. We choose to grow up. We have to choose to love ourselves. We have to choose to get that which we need that God has put in us and resurrect that power with a true love and a true meaning. And so at some time he called me back and he said he apologized. He said he was just having fun, but he hadn't thought about it. And he realized that that was something that was affecting his relationship with his wife. He said, I never thought about it because she never told me about it. I said, well, she should have told you about it. She should have told you she was embarrassed. I said, because I could see it. He said, yeah, I spoke to her about it. But so we don't speak up and just show, you know, the resentment, our pain shows up another way. It's something that I'm encouraging us all to know that everything that we need to be successful in this life is already in us. And having ourselves being available to discussions like this, and as Janine said, she's a life coach, and we have Sister Rosemary here as well. Make ourselves available to some of the books that were mentioned on here, or the services that we have here. I'm excited about what we're doing here, and I'm excited about today. And I tell you, we had a rough start, but because of you and your staying in place and coming back again, we were successful. And I hope that you enjoyed our message today. I hope that you enjoyed and found something of value. And we can give you a few seconds if you want to make a closing statement. We would love to have you do that. We are here on the second Saturday at 12 noon, Rosemary and I. And the Female Solution is here every day, Monday through Friday at 7 until 9 a.m. and on the weekend, 12 to 2. So we thank you so much. Anyone has any closing remarks?
Hello.
Oh.
Are you at?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen again. You know, with everything you said, I really appreciate the way in which you explained it. And I do want to just say my closing remark would be, with the information that I share, is although I might not be able to kind of speak up for myself during those times in which I feel like there may be controversial argument ensued, I do speak up for others. I'm very much.
We share that together. I'm with you on that. And girl, in a snap of a finger, okay?
Yeah, okay. So, but thank
snap
you.
Snap of a finger.
I did a good job. I enjoyed it much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other comments as we're closing out? And I agree with you, my sister. I do. And that's part of my power and my strength to be able to speak up for those who are either voiceless or I feel being misused. So let's just take that and just learn that we deserve the same treatment. So let's be as friendly and kind and bold and courageous with ourselves as we are to others. Rosemary, thank you so much for being here. Again,
thank you.
God bless you all.
Germany. Danke. Poland. Jean-Claude. France. Merci. Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Jerez. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
All righty. Thank you so much. We made it through, Rosemary. God bless. Until next time.